We are a group of like-minded dental professionals who decided that the global scheme of monopolizing the dental market needs to cease. Our mission? It's simple. Provide accurate information to the public while providing honest and unbiased reviews. Our goal? That's simple too. Support the dental community by fighting the challenge of corporate care dictators. This is the Ortho Prophet.
The panelist that is joining me today is going to tell her firsthand account of what it's really like to have clear aligners for orthodontics. Her identity and her provider will both remain anonymous. Hi there, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Of course, I'm so happy to.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, I am 35 and I live in the metro Atlanta area.
Okay, great, great. Why did you initially go to the orthodontist?
So, I initially went in for a consultation at an orthodontist because I was not happy or confident with my smile. I did not have any type of braces as a child, and I just really needed some orthodontic treatment.
Okay, so what kind of issues were you having? Were just a lot of, was there some overlapping, or can you explain what the teeth were like?
Of course. So I had one tooth that had grown over one of my baby teeth on the top. So I had an extra baby tooth up there with an adult that had grown over it. On the bottom, I had one that was completely rotated. And an overbite. So I had all kinds of issues.
Okay. So when you went in for that initial consult, what treatment did they recommend?
So initially, I did let my orthodontist know that I would like to go with something that was a little bit less noticeable and more discreet because I work in a corporate environment. And I was suggested that an extremely popular brand of clear aligners would be a good option for me.
Okay. So did they ever recommend the clear ceramic brackets for you or any other type of treatment?
No.
Okay. So they just went straight to that particular brand of clear aligners, correct?
That is correct. And I was very weary about the movement that had to be done in my mouth, whether that would work on me or not. And he insisted that it would and that I was a good candidate. So I trusted him.
Well, of course. So if you don't mind me asking, how much was your treatment plan or how much were you charged?
Yeah. So my treatment plan was $5,800.
Okay. And so for $5,800, what was the amount of time that they said it would probably take?
Oh, wow. Okay. So he told me that my treatment plan would be 11 months, and that has just not been my experience. I have had to have refinement tray set over refinement tray sets, and it just, it hasn't been a great experience because at this point I'm, at the 3-year mark and I'm still not happy with my smile.
So you have been in clear aligners for 3 years.
Yes, and I actually, over the past 5 months, they had to go ahead and put traditional bracket braces on my bottom teeth because the clear aligners were just not moving, rotating that tooth on the bottom, which is what I initially thought was going to. I did not think I was a good candidate, but my orthodontist just, he really convinced me that I was. And so, like I said, I trusted him and I wish I would have done a little bit more research.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so sorry. And that's very, very unfortunate. And it makes you question the integrity of the provider and the their honesty, and as well as whether or not they even want to provide the care that you actually need.
Agreed. It's been a very frustrating experience for me, and at this point I just want to do anything to get to that point where I feel comfortable with my smile. I'm happy with the 50, with my treatment and feel good about the money that I spent on it.
So. Right. Absolutely. So if you don't mind asking in regards to the, money part again. So for $5,800, that was your original treatment plan. Now, because you've been in this, you know, these clear aligners for 3 years, yes. Are they charging you additionally every time that you have to have refinements?
No, thank goodness. I think if that was the case, I would not be a very happy camper right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, but obviously you're not happy because you've been in it for 3 years. And then if you can remind me again one more time, how long did they actually say it was going to take?
They told me that it was going to be an 11-month treatment plan, and they never mentioned that there was even a possibility of it being extended out past that. There were a lot of things that were not expressed to me in that initial consultation. And at that consultation is whenever I went ahead and put the down payment down. I paid an amount of money at that consultation. I wasn't told that they were going to have to do certain things to my teeth in order to put the clear aligners on me. I just wasn't given a lot of information. I wasn't told that there was potentially going to be refinement after refinement. I was just, I should have done more research, because what this has taught me is that you just cannot be too trusting of anybody, even somebody who you think has your best interest at heart.
Oh, absolutely. And I really do hate this whole experience for you. You know, it's hard enough to find a dentist that you trust, because it's oftentimes where, you know, they are recommending treatment, you know, or saying you have a cavity that's, you know, people are always questioning the dental industry. And so for this to happen to you, like, I am extremely, extremely sorry. And I hate it for you. And, I mean, you know, it's a tough situation. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your experience with this particular aligner company?
2. I'm just going to be completely transparent. Yes, I have had some movement, and so I'm happy about that, but this has not gone the way that I was led to believe it would. And also, the results are not what I thought. I'm actually about to have to ask my orthodontist to put bracket braces on my top teeth, because this process has gone on 3 years, and I just don't think that those clear aligners are going to move my teeth in the way that I need them to.
Oh, I'm truly, truly sorry. Just one more question, and then I'll let you get on with the rest of your day. When you mentioned that they, you know, they did things to your teeth that you weren't aware of, what were you referring to in that regard?
So I was never told that they were going to have to put ceramic bumps on my teeth in order for the brackets to attach to them. That was never something that I was told in my consultation. So whenever I showed up to get my trace for the very first time, that kind of happened. And I was very surprised.
Now, have you had a lot of staining or you know, around those little bumps that you had put on your teeth? Then
absolutely. It has been so hard. I have been extremely hygienic and, you know, brush after everything I eat, but the staining is just, it's there, and it's impossible to kind of do anything about it.
So I know I told you that I was just going to ask you one more question, but I just really have to know, you know, have they explained to you in regards to your hygiene, you know, anything regarding fluoride treatments, or, you know, making sure you're using a fluoride toothpaste, or, you know, just basically, you know, your oral health, your oral hygiene, home care instructions? Have they gone over any of that with you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I feel like my dental health is really struggling because I've been in treatment for so long. And right. it is genuinely hard to keep your teeth really clean when you have both braces and clear aligners because you're in them all the time. So,
absolutely.
So, absolutely. Yeah, no, they have not gone over any of that.
Well, my professional recommendation would definitely be to make sure that you are using a, you know, a fluoride toothpaste. Anytime you go into your, to see your hygienist at your general dentist, make sure she's doing fluoride treatments. There are even prescription fluoride toothpaste that you can use because a lot of times those, the little bumps that you're referring to, you know, with them being there for so long, plaque sits along those areas around those little bumps, right. and the plaque is acidic, and so it slowly starts to eat away around the tooth, just like when you see people with braces and they get the braces taken off and they have the white spots on their teeth. Uh-huh. It's just decalcification. So you definitely want to make sure that you're, you know, taking care of them in that regard. So,
well, that is such good advice. Thank you. That's the first I've heard of that. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I truly sympathize with you, and I hate that this situation, you know, that you've been in this situation. And you know, of course it probably gives you a skewed opinion of the dental industry as a whole.
Absolutely. It definitely makes me more weary, makes me know that I need to do my own research, that I need to read reviews, that I honestly have to go behind somebody and just make sure that what they're telling me is the truth, because ultimately I was expecting someone's professional opinion to, you know, kind of I trusted what they said, and I just ultimately I shouldn't have.
Absolutely. Well, you know, what's so interesting too is with a lot of times with these, you know, well-known clear aligner companies, they have a provider search on their site, and it's not based on the amount of total cases completed, and so it's a very skewed number, and it's honestly very, you know, it's deceiving to patients because they think that they're going to a provider that's very, very experienced because they have a certain rating, and that's not necessarily always the case. And so, you know, the American Aligner Society, you know, we want to provide, you know, accurate information to the public. Not only our, you know, our dental colleagues, but also to our patients as well. And, you know, we appreciate the honesty that you've given us today. And you know, I'm really, really thankful that you were able to you know, take the time to talk with me. So I truly, truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. And, you know, just this just has not been a good experience. So it was just kind of nice to vent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I will be doing more podcasts, you know, a podcast series on our American Aligner Society site. And, you know, we look forward to just kind of exposing these types of cases because, you know, when you look online, it looks like it's all great and everybody's exactly. so happy.
Oh, so, yeah. You know, I wish that I would have come across an interview like this before I did what I did, before I went with that treatment option.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that we were able to talk, and you know, I will personally give you some contact information to discuss further in terms of your hygiene regimen that you should be doing at home, as well as, a possible second opinion. And we truly hope that you get the best, most optimal comprehensive care that you deserve as a patient.
That sounds amazing. I appreciate you so much. It's been nice to talk to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.